This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Ellie Mamaro, and we're going to be talking about Cassara wines today. How are you, Ellie?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Excellent. Cassara is the oldest and the biggest winery in Lebanon, aren't they?
This is true. It has been established by the Jesuit in 1857. So we celebrated our 150th anniversary last year. We wanted to have a big celebration in Lebanon, but unfortunately with the situation in Lebanon, we couldn't make it. So we made it in London last year in November.
Excellent. What was the problem there? Was it the Israeli...
Exactly, yes, the Israeli intervention and the friction between the Lebanese, between themselves. So that's why we couldn't do it. We couldn't invite people from outside because it was very risky that the airport could close at any moment or clashes would take place. We don't know where. So we prefer to do it in London and invite our clients and our representatives.
Okay. Your wines are sold in London. Are they sold anywhere else in the world?
We sell our wines to 53 countries. All over Europe, in the States, in Canada, in Africa, in Arab countries like Syria, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Qatar, Syria. It's all over, we can find it. In Australia, in New Zealand. We have a Lebanese guy living there and having a restaurant. He's importing this some cases into New Zealand also.
Is it mainly, I've seen, for example, one of your competitors from Lebanon, Chateau Moussa. I've tasted that quite a bit in the past. And I see that in the high street, you know, in the supermarkets occasionally. But your wines, I haven't really seen around. Do you mainly gear them towards the restaurant market?
Yeah, exactly. For the moment, we only sell to Lebanese restaurants and to other Asian restaurants and some other. So we're spreading the sales in restaurants for the time being, which we call the on-trade. We're not on the off-trade, but we have project for the future to go into the off-trade also. Yes, Chateau Moussa is the pioneer who he opened the road for all the Lebanese producers, and he's very famous in the UK.
Yeah, definitely. But you guys are bigger.
Yes, we are bigger and a lot more older because he's well known in the export market because since the 1975, 1976, he left the Lebanese market and went out to the UK, his major market, and he started. While we did not, we started really exporting since the 1996, 1997, not before that.
Okay, so it's mainly a push for you guys. But you're now targeting the export market, or are you still very much a domestic?
We want to keep the first position of the on the Lebanese market, and we intend to keep this position. And we're out on the export market. As I told you, we started in 1997, and now we export to 53 countries. But our main market is the domestic market. Our production is increased, aiming for the export market more and more.
Okay. How many hectares or litres of wine does Lebanon produce? Because I understand you've got something like a 38% share of the market, which is huge.
Exactly, that's our share. Xara's share is 38% of the local production. Lebanon produces something like 6 million bottles of wine. And Xara's share is 2.4 million of those bottles, yes.
Okay, so that's quite a big one. You seem to have a lot of grape varieties that are French. Yes. We've tasted a range of your wines just recently, and they all seem to be, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon dominated with a bit of Syrah, and Petit Verdot seems to be an interesting grape variety you're growing a bit of there. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what grape varieties you're growing and why you're growing those?
Yes, we're growing a lot of what we call the noble grapes, that Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Petit Verdot, for the whites, Chardonnay, Sauvignon, Clairette. what we're trying to do is bring other alternatives than the Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon represents the largest part, but we're experiencing new grape varieties like the Petit Verdot, which is doing extremely well, which brings a lot to complexity to the wine. We use it in our chateau and in our cuvée Troisième Millénaire. We have another grape, very rare grape variety called Arinar Noir, which is a cross between Merlot and Petit Verdot.
Yeah, I'd never come across that grape variety until we'd tried it today.
It's extremely, extremely rare. In the whole world, there's only 122 hectares. And we have something like almost two hectares, 1.87 hectares of Arinar Noir. It's an extremely rare grape variety, but extremely fragile, meaning if we have a lot of sunshine, this would not bring it to maturity. On the contrary, it will burn out and not mature because the skins are very thin and the surface of the leaves is not enough to cover all the... that's the main problem of the Arinar Noir. So we produced in 2004. 2005, we couldn't produce any of the of this grape variety because it was burnt out. We had something like 1 week of almost 40 degrees and it was burnt. 2006, we have an exceptional crop of Arinar Noir as well as 2007.
To me, I always think of Lebanon, even with your altitude being quite high, I always think of Lebanon as quite a hot country. What do you think is the best suited grape variety to Lebanon?
It is true that Lebanon is a hot country, but we have an exceptional microclimatic conditions in the Bekaa Valley. We have the altitude, that's to start with, and then we have a 20 to 25 degrees of difference between the days and the night. So during the day, we can have temperature like 34, 35 degrees, but during the night, it drops to 12 degrees, which is quite cold but this is due to the altitude. So when we harvest the grapes, we start at 5 o'clock in the morning and we stop at 10 o'clock. And when we bring the grapes to the winery, the temperature of these grapes is an average of 14 to 15 degrees, which is exceptional. The yeast cannot start working at this temperature because it's too cold for the yeast so still sleeping. So sometimes we have to wait for 2 days for the yeast to start working. And this permits for the vines, we extract much more polyphenols from them by the maceration phenomenon. And this lengthens the fermentation. We do not wish to that fermentation is finished in 3 or 4 days. We wish it to continue to 7, 8, 9 days.
I notice in quite a lot of the wines we taste, particularly the Cabernet Sauvignon wines, a slight menthol greenish tinge to the wines. I thought it was quite a nice level of complexity, added complexity to the wine, except for one of the vintages where there was quite a strong green note there. Do you have problems with the vines shutting down during the growing season or stop photosynthesizing?
We have sometimes when the temperature goes more than 45, 36, 36 degrees. But as you know, during this period of the day, meaning midday till 3 o'clock, the photosynthesis is closed because of the extreme heat. So the spores, they close in order not to stop the chlorophyll from circulating, and we have no photosynthesis during this period. But there's a disadvantage for this. It shortens the growing season and the maturity season, and we have it something like...
It shortens the
growing season because afterwards the chlorophyll has to work to double its work, and we're losing some of the polyphenols. That is, in some of the years, we have this problem. And this mental aspect, notes, it comes from the mineral soil. We have a lot of mineral in the soil, and the climate, and the sun. It is typical for the Lebanese ones, these tilleul, menthol... eucalyptus characters.
Yeah. I've always, like eucalyptus with Australian wines, you always associate maybe as flavours coming off from maybe gum trees and things like that, eucalyptus trees.
We have a lot of eucalyptus trees in the Bekaa.
Oh,
really?
A lot of
eucalyptus trees. In Xara we have more than 200 trees. and very old trees.
Oh, see, in parts of Australia, they cut them down because they don't like that flavour getting into the wine.
Yeah, I know, but in Lebanon, we kept them. We don't find this as being harmful to our... It gives it personality, it gives a character to our wines. I don't think this it's eucalyptus that... I'm not convinced that these eucalyptus would...
influence
the wines. I think it's more the sun, the soil, and that influence that gives this mental.
The wine I really liked the most was your Blanc. I think you call it Blanc de Blanc. Is that right?
Yes, Blanc de Blanc. Yes.
Why do you call it Blanc de Blanc?
Because it's issued from three white grapes. We have 55% Sauvignon, 25% of Chardonnay, and 20% of Semillon. The Chardonnay is fermented in oak for 8 months with batonnage, élevage sur lit, lees, steering.
Okay, it tasted to me quite like a sort of a four or five-year-old Semillon from Hunter Valley, which had that slight lanolin notes to it. It was quite nice. I quite enjoyed it.
Well, it has very good acidity. That's the secret in making this wine. It's... the Sauvignon is harvested in two times, so we have two harvests for the Sauvignon.
What?
30% of the Sauvignon.
Twice a year, or?
No, not twice a year. We have two harvests. Two passes, exactly. One pass for the when it's not quite ripe, and then another one with the at the right ripening point. 30% almost out of it are harvested at the maturity that under mature.
What do you think is your best wine, or the wine that Casara does best?
Well, we have our Chateaus that are really, really excellent. We have our best seller, which is the Réserve du Gouvin, and what I'm really, really proud of is our Cuvée Third Millennium, Cuvée Troisième Millénaire, which is 40% Petit Verdot, 30% Syrah, and 30% Cabernet Franc. This is really great success.
And what's your biggest commercial success?
That's the Réserve du Gouvin and the Rosé Sunset in the Rosé and the Blanc de Blanc in the White.
Do you see a difference in styles that the Lebanese people like versus London people?
Yes, our wines, they please, they are quite, they fit quite the taste of the English people. There are some wines that in Lebanon, we can hardly sell them, and they sell quite well in London, like the Gris de Gris. You cannot sell it in Lebanon, or you sell it in small quantities, but for the UK, it's our first market. As well as the Blanc de Blanc is huge sales in the UK, double than what we do in Lebanon.
Oh, interesting, isn't it? What do you think? It's a mixture of the food or the people?
Well, I think that the Lebanese, they prefer more rounder white wines and less acidic wines, while the Blanc de Blanc has good acidity that goes well with the fish and type of food that they make. That's
okay then, Elliot. I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.